WPHM. Local news, talk, and sports with Paul Miller continues on 1380 WPHM.
I recognize that music. Theme from Barney Miller, one of my favorite TV shows. And it's a star, its namesake star, Hal Linden, who played Barney Miller for many years on ABC's hit TV shows. Had a long career in the theater and on TV and in film. And he's got a new film coming out called The Samuel Project, which is about a teenager trying to bond with his grandfather. We're very pleased to have Hal Linden on the line with us this morning. It's not easy for the older generation and the younger generation to bond, is it?
I suspect most generations don't really bond all that well across generational lines. And it's perfectly normal. Generations make it their business of unbonding with the past generations. They change the music. They change their haircuts. They change the clothing, they change the language to distinguish themselves from past generations. So we're left with a family here, three generations, that really don't communicate. There's no animus between them. There's nothing, they like each other, nothing wrong with it, but just don't communicate. And the boy gets a project in school in his art class. He wants to be an artist and gets to tell a story and ends up dragging the story, if you will, out of his grandfather. It's a painful story. And telling the story, and through his art, through his drawing, animation, does this wonderful project that kind of brings the family back together a little bit.
The story.
So coming away with anything, maybe it's that art can be more eloquent than words, that generations should communicate, because there's a lot of experience that's going to go to waste if they don't.
The story. Go ahead.
That's about it. Yeah.
Well, the story that he drags out of his grandfather is one that many people of his generation, and even maybe the generation before him, don't know that much about. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, that's the problem. The grandfather is a Holocaust survivor, basically, and Holocaust survivors don't particularly want to talk about it. It's painful memories that they're over, and they want to get on with their lives. So most Holocaust survivors do not communicate it. That may be one of the reasons there was a lack of communication in the first place. But it is certainly a story that you don't want to leave. You don't want to, as it is, we're losing our Holocaust survivors. There are very few left. We have programs, yes, that told their stories, so we have it on record. But on a personal level, from grandfather to grandson, to share that moment and to put that lesson plan on the table, if you will, think about it. It's vital. So that's the story what we're trying to tell, so that it doesn't happen again.
Well, and I think that's what's so important about this film is that, it, as you said, it shows how important art is as a communication vessel. But also, what is being communicated is this story that we don't talk nearly enough about. And if a whole new generation can learn about the Holocaust, about what happened during those years, that's certainly
is
a plus.
And it's also the story of a young boy showing that he can accomplish things if he sets his mind to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be the best lesson in the movie. The boy does it himself, and that's another lesson for younger generation. That you don't have to be handed anything. You can do what you want if you set your mind to it.
Well, you certainly did that, didn't you? As a young actor and performer, you set your mind to it, and you accomplished accomplished all kinds of things.
I've been doing it for a few years.
Yeah. You have indeed. I want to ask you real quick about Barney Miller, because that's where so many people know you from. You made a big, you know, leap of faith in leaving a really successful Broadway career to do television. Did you ever imagine that that show would have as long a run as it did and be as successful as it was?
Did I imagine it, or did I hope it?
Sure.
Every project that I did up to that point, I thought, well, maybe this is the one that turned my career around. This is the one that's going to be the big hit. We have to enter all our projects with that kind of...
I guess so.
Open, positive...
Sure.
Optimism. Believe me, they haven't been all that at all.
But you've had such a great career.
The interesting thing is that you put the same effort and the same sweat and the same love into the winners as you do into the losers. So I think that's part of the joy of it, if you really want to know. It makes every project that you do a positive experience, whether it was a success or not.
Well, I certainly hope, Hal, that a lot of people see your latest project, the Samuel project, because it really is a special film, and
it really is because we put a lot of love into this one.
It shows.
I was in San Diego doing a play when the project came up, and so before we actually shot it, we worked on script, we worked on concept, we worked on character. The director and I for weeks, so I had a lot invested in it. The big ingredient is love. You have to really care about these characters when you play them, and I think the love shines through.
It does indeed. Hal Linden, a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Hal Linden, Barney Miller from TV, but also a very long career on Broadway and a working actor for many, many years. And his latest movie is called The Samuel Project. Make sure you check it out.